So let's go back muna to what the ano ba to? Wala yung word. Dictionary! Ano ba? Okay. Take two.
The irony of looking for a word and the word is dictionary, which is a collection of words.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Best News Ever podcast. My name is Tina Ryan.
My name is Sam O.
How have you been? My gosh, finally the sun is out.
Oh, wow. We've had a series of just really wet and rainy and kind of depressing days. I kind of get it now when you say like it makes you a little sad.
Right.
I think maybe a week is my limit.
But then how much rain did we have? Like almost 2 weeks, di ba?
Something like that.
So bawal po magreklamo ha, ngayong umaaraw na. Kasi biglang sasabihin na naman, ang init!
Which I said a couple of days ago, it's true. You know, grass is greener always, right? But you're right. We shouldn't be complaining. Mm. We are back in our home studio and we are recording on this beautiful day. So welcome. We're very happy to be here. And have you been?
I don't know. I'm overcoming a lot of physical struggles again, which is part of the email that we're going to read.
Right. I guess that's not really going to go away. Just, you know, in this faith life, we're all going to struggle with something. But you're right. Hey, let's get to our email. We try to read one every episode because a lot of our brothers and sisters in the faith have been sending their emails to us, sharing their faith journey, and they're very, very inspiring, and they're giving us so much strength and encouragement. So, yeah, let's get to that.
This one coming from Mommy Luz.
Hi, Mommy Luz.
And she goes, hello po, Ma'am Tina and Ma'am Sam. Biglang, Ma'am, bye. Mommy Luz, thank you. Kamusta po? Salamat po sa ating Panginoong Diyos sa mga buhay niyo na matapang na ipinahahayag ang salita ng Diyos sa buong mundo. So proud of you both.
That is very mommy-like, isn't it? She's proud of us.
Lagi po akong excited sa tuwing makikinig ng Best News Ever podcast. Ito po ang journey ko sa pagpasok sa Shincheonji. Nakakapag-church naman po ako dati. Sunday, fellowship, Bible study at wala po akong absent. Pero parang kulang po yung natatanggap ko na Word of God. May time po talaga na searching po ako na makapag-aral sa isang theology school. Kaya lang alam ko pong mahal ang tuition fee. At wala po akong time dahil may alaga po akong bedridden na asawa. Oh. 8 years na po siyang bedridden kaya ignore ko na lang po ang nasa isipan ko. One time may nag-appear po sa messenger ko na, do you want to study the Bible for free? Hala? Sabi ko, parang answered prayer. Ito, ang galing, no? Ang cute nung reaction. Hello. Yun po, through chat po ng isang matiyagang evangelist na si Christian Saragosa at evangelist RJ Papiga, nakapasok na po ako sa theology school. Offline pa po noon. Travel po ako from Dasmariñas to Silang. Malapit lang naman po yon. Ang time po namin ay 7 to 9 p.m. Umaalis po ako ng bahay ng 6 at nakakauwi na po minsan ng 11. Pag nasa class po, hindi po namin namamalayan ng time sa sobrang ganda po ng mga lessons. Magagaling po lahat ang mga naging instructors namin. Instructors Abby, Instructors Irene, Instructor Harold, and Instructors Shallow or Anna.
We know most of them. Hello!
Bago po umalis ang bahay, I see to it na napakain ko na po at naayos ko na po si Habi ko. May Habi talaga.
Habi? Ano yun?
May time na wala siyang kasama sa bahay pero hindi po yun naging hadlang. A-attend pa rin po ako ng class dahil ayoko pong mag-absent talaga. May time po na dun po sinusumpong ang migraine ko sa class. Habang nag-aaral, marami pong trials talaga ang dumarating pero ito po ay na-overcome through prayers. Sa awa at habag ng Diyos, nakasama po ako sa graduation noong December 8, 2019 at ngayon ay isa na rin pong nagtatrabaho sa kaharian ng ating Diyos.
Amazing!
Nag-aral po ako at the age of 67! Nahiya naman ako. At mayroon pong mga times sa parang hindi ko kakayanin, lalo na examination na ginaganap every level po ng pag-aaral. Mami Luz, I've been there. Nagpe-pray po ako na makayanan. Kaya every 4 a.m. gumigising po para mag-memorize at mag-aral ng mga natakal na lessons. Oh my gosh, your dedication, mama.
We have not been there. That is amazing.
Ngayong August 2023, mag-17 na po. At praying talaga na maging manggagawa na lagi pong maging humble na katulad ng puso ng ating Diyos ng ating Panginoong Hesus at ng ating Promise Pastor. Sa Diyos po ang papuri. Amen.
Amen.
Kaya sa ating pong lahat, fighting, no matter what the situation you're facing po, makakaya po natin ang lahat kung tayo po ay magkakaisa. Amen. Love, Mommy Luz. Naiyan naman ako, di ba, sa edad kong to, nagre-reklamo pa ako.
What is our excuse?
Oo.
Wala.
First and foremost, ang question ko kay Mommy Luz, saan po tayo magpa-party for your 70th birthday?
That's a big birthday, isn't
oo
it?
Oo naman. Diba? Oo, my uh-oh goodness.
And yes, it's true. Just in case you're wondering, we do have Bible exams in Shincheonji, and I think this is one of the things that people are kind of, you know, they find a little odd
but
about it.
How else are you going to know if you retain the lessons if you're not going to take the exams?
Is to really inscribe these words into our minds and into our hearts.
Hebrews.
Yeah. Which is, you know, the command for us at this time. And that is why we do that.
Thank you, Mommy Luz. Very inspiring again po yung pagsulat niyo sa amin. And we do encourage anyone, all our members, to please do email us if you want to share something.
Mm-hmm.
We're open to reading it here on the Best News Ever podcast.
Yeah. By writing us, like Mommy Luz, you have nothing to lose. So, please.
Mabenta sa akin yun. Mabenta sa akin yun. Gusto ko yun.
And gosh, I hope, and I don't know if her situation has become better, you know, with her husband and everything, but I'm sure having knowledge of the word now and where we are in the plan of God gives her so much comfort and strength as well. Diba?
Ano bang ano yun? Ano saan ba sa Revelation ulit? Wipe every tear.
21 verse 4.
There you go.
It's really one of the biggest things that we are all holding on to in this life of faith that we have. So, Mommy Luz, we're here for you. We'll be praying for you as well. Thank you for this email.
Today we're going to talk about how does God define truth and lies?
Okay. I didn't even realize that God had his own definition of these things.
Eh parang ngayon nga naisip ko, wala na namang ibang dapat pakinggan kundi kung ano yung definition niya.
Mm.
Kasi nga diba, the rest parang man's standard na lang.
That's true, that's true. And it took us a while to get to where we are,
uh-oh,
right? And I think it's interesting na parang when you look at the world and how people use this term truth, you see it being said a lot na parang, especially lately, yung
social media, di ba?
Yeah,
dami
on social media, like yung mga my truth.
Yung mga big influencers, parang bigla sila mag-release ng video, this is my truth.
Right, right.
Ako naman napapakamot ng ulo, ano bang truth yan? Tsaka bakit my? Parang, for me to say my truth is okay, so parang I'm going global with this, di ba? Kasi this is my truth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so what if your truth is not my truth? Then now what?
Right, I think that is the issue maybe with a statement like that. Na parang when you say my truth, I guess what you really mean is like my version of events or my experience of something or what I find applies to me as truth. But when you talk about truth as in capital T truth, it has to be something that applies to everyone.
Let's go back to the definition of truth in the dictionary.
I think the definition that I found, which I think maybe we can use as like how the world defines truth or what is true, is when something is in accordance with reality.
Okay. Like the closest to what happened, ganon.
Parang this, it can't be the closest. Like it has to be what happened, period.
Eh, kasi diba nowadays they joke around yung pag may nangyari. There's always three sides now. Your side, my side, and the truth.
Okay, diba? Yeah. So it's like when there are two sides to a story, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Which I think, again, circles us back to my truth, your truth.
My truth.
And then there's the capital T truth.
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun. So I guess that makes it quite tricky to figure out something and really universally proclaim as true. Truth being kind of elusive in the world and maybe now becoming more like a subjective thing.
Mm-mm.
Also applies to the religious world. Not even religious, I will just narrow it down to the Christian world.
Mm.
Because as we know and have said many times on this show, Christianity now is divided into many different denominations. There are many different churches. Our teachings are conflicting many times. And so as someone who is a Christian, you're probably wondering, okay, which among these teachings is true? Because they can't all be true when they conflict, diba? So, alin dito?
So, why don't we go to what the truth is in the Bible?
Yeah, so I think what we learned in the Shinchenji Bible classes is that there is actually a definition of truth according to God, according to the Bible. And that is the fulfillment of prophecy. That is what's true according to God.
Mm. First of all, God is not a man, so he's not capable of lying.
Like we intentionally or unintentionally, you know, will say things that maybe we will not deliver on later, or make up stuff. You know, I mean, you know, that's a character of man, but God is not capable of lying.
And it's also been proven in the scriptures that he's fulfilled every promise that he made.
Mm-hmm. So I think that is where I can tie it back to the truth having to be in accordance with reality, because prophecies or promises are given by God in the Bible, and then he will fulfill them later on. Mm-mm. And meaning like something that has been just words in a book, which is the Bible, becomes reality, like becomes flesh, right? So then now this is the truth according to God, which is why we refer to Jesus as Word made flesh. Kasi nga, before, diba? In the Old Testament books with the prophets and, you know, other books, Psalms and whatnot, he was prophesied already. There were promises about a Messiah.
And then Jesus came.
Yeah, and like as a flesh person.
You know pala yun, that's what it really means, no? The flesh.
Diba?
And amazing.
And he proclaims himself to be the truth. He says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. So, parang before, that is a famous line, like that is a famous quote from the Bible where Jesus says that I am the truth. And I understood that as, oh, okay, like he teaches the truth. He speaks the truth. But learning what we've learned, we've come to the understanding that Jesus himself is truth because he is the fulfillment of the prophecies that were given by God. So
I remember one of the earlier songs, the Christian, the praise and worship songs I learned.
Which one?
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Oh, I've never heard of the song, but I like it.
It's a children's worship song.
I
just forgot how it goes, but it was one of the very first ones that that stuck to me.
Yeah. If that is the truth in the Bible, according to God, then in the opposite end of the spectrum, we also have
the lies. The lies. And I guess it clearly states in the Bible, who speaks of lies? It's Satan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, yes. In the Bible, God is the one who is always speaking the truth. And then the enemy, Satan, the devil, is the one that is lying.
When Satan deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, diba? Because what did God's instruction was to clearly not touch the tree, or the fruit, diba?
Yeah, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you do, you will surely die.
And the lie that came in there, which yun yung mind-blowing part for me, the way that Satan tweaked it, you will not surely die.
Right,
parang
right.
Ganun, diba? Yeah. So would you consider that as the first lie?
In the Bible that we see, pwede.
Pwede, no?
Yeah, that was like super early in the book of Genesis. And it's interesting because I think before, when I heard lies, I associated that with a statement that was like blatantly
yung babaguhin mo yung plot
of what was the truth. But when you look at something like this, it can really be something as simple as a little tweak here, you know, a little, you know, tweak there. And the Bible actually does define lies as adding or subtracting from the word of God.
Oh, and that's also in Revelation.
Yeah.
That if you add to or subtract from, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's also something that was entirely new to me as well when we learned it in the class, was that that is how grave the consequence is.
Mm-mm.
When you add to or subtract from the word of God, what's at stake is whether you can enter the kingdom of heaven or not.
So yung salvation mo yun ang pinag-uusapan. Oh. Dagdag bawas, equal salvation.
Diba?
Oo.
So again, if we look in the Bible, just to make it very clear, the truth is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is of God. It is the fulfillment of prophecy. And then lies are of the enemy.
Which is the devil.
Yeah. So like, I mean, what's interesting to me though is like the prophecy and fulfillment, you know, the fulfillment of the promises of God and the testimony that is being given from that fulfillment is really key, I think.
Mm.
Because at the time of first coming, when Jesus was testifying about him being the fulfillment,
the
yeah, and hence he is the truth, he is word made flesh and all that stuff. Diba, yung mga leaders at that time, like the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, they disagreed with him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, to put it mildly, you know, they disagreed with him. And they had a completely different they had a completely different interpretation uh-huh. of what these scriptures meant.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus actually told them that they were the sons of the devil, who is the father of lies. Uh-huh. So it really comes down to like the testimony on the promises that are given by God. And we are, again, living in that time where Shinchanji is saying that the testimony for the promises for the second coming, Book of Revelation, the prophecies that we find in the four Gospels, they're being testified now today. And that testimony is coming out of Shinchanji. And that's why we're always inviting people to please come and listen to this stuff.
And everything's out, by the way. And
look at your face.
Look, I always have to. Everything's out, by the way, on YouTube. It's exciting because it's, you know, if all it takes is for you to click on a video and just see for yourself what this is about.
And I think it does make it very tricky because the prophecies that we find in the Bible are written in figurative language,
uh-huh.
which is why there are all these people that are interpreting it in many different ways, you know. But we see in the Bible again and again that the understanding is really given to one person that is chosen. I think this is where we can also talk about how, yes, Shinchanji is sharing a testimony, meaning, again, we are saying that somebody has already received the understanding, has witnessed the events, seen and heard, you know, is the term that we see in the Bible, the events that are supposed to fulfill for the second coming.
It's happening.
So it's a testimony. Mm-hmm. You know, someone witnessed this and is sharing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are asking everyone to listen to that, put it side by side with the scriptures and see if this stuff actually checks out. So on the other side of that is what we call commentary.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people will take what's in the Bible
and their version.
They just kind of try and figure out, okay, I think this means this and this means that. I'm not pointing this out to condemn these people because I think the intention is good. Or I hope the intention is good.
But the thing is, they weren't the one who received the who received it.
Yeah. And
they weren't chosen.
Yeah. And as foreign as that idea could be to some people, and maybe that makes some people uncomfortable, and I think I was definitely in that place too at some point, but that is how we see God work in the Bible.
He very really systematic, does. No? Si
yeah.
God.
Mm. Someone is really chosen and mm-hmm. given that understanding. And again, just going back to, you know, the people who have written commentaries, I don't think it's a bad thing for them to want to understand and try to figure it out. But what we're saying is that at some point, the true and correct understanding of all this is given. And when it is given, we all have to listen to it.
Yan ang ating biggest challenge now.
I also want to say, like, God is not going to be mad at the people who made that effort to understand things and interpret things.
But he's giving them a chance to listen to the correct understanding.
Everyone will be given a chance.
Uh-oh.
It's a matter of, will you be able to accept that, you know, yeah, maybe this wasn't quite what
Mm-mm.
God meant. And I guess that would be the difficult part. I guess there's a need to elaborate on why it's such a big deal for God na if you add or subtract from his word, which will then make it a lie. Mm. It really, the consequence of that is whether you can enter the kingdom of heaven or not.
So salvation lang naman ang pinag-uusapan.
Oh, oh. Okay. And I think the explanation that I heard is that, just taking it to the context of today, mm-hmm. right? We have talked about how in the book of Revelation, which is the last book in the Bible, and the Bible being the plan of God, the mm-hmm. salvation plan of God, how does it end? With heaven coming down to earth, uh-huh. right? So all of these things have to be explained. It has to be testified. What do these figurative words mean? Mm. What are the events that fulfilled? Where are we supposed to go? What are we supposed to look for? Because the place of salvation is supposed to be here on this earth.
And we have right? to come to one truth.
Yeah, so we have to find that place. But then if now people are going to add or subtract to that stuff, infuse it with their own thoughts, their own interpretations, you're confusing the people now. And God's will is for all men to be saved. All men. All men have to. God would love. God desires that all people will hear this, recognize where they're supposed to be, and be saved. Right? But if you're now going to create confusion and lead people to the wrong belief, the wrong place, the wrong teaching, that is, I think, the gravest sin in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
That is why what's at stake is whether you can be part of the kingdom of heaven or not. In any case, okay, so to kind of sum it up, you know, this discussion, we were trying to answer the question, how does God define truth and lies? And there is a very clear description in the Bible. God's word is truth. The fulfillment of prophecy is truth. And on the other hand, lies would be adding and subtracting from the word of God.
Yeah.
And when you do that, the consequences are pretty darn serious.
And I'm just going to marinate on the fact that I lied so many times in my life. Okay, bye guys.
Pero ibang level naman yung lies
na yun. Naman.
Diba? Which is, I'm not encouraging you to lie or anything like that, but you know. I just want to add this quote, which I saw online, I find really interesting. This is a quote from Winston Churchill, and he once said, "A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on." And when I saw this quote, I was like, gosh, this perfectly expresses how I feel about our testimony that we are sharing right now.
Tell me.
Because, like, we've heard everything. We believe this. This is why we are in the church. And it's absolutely amazing how the Bible has been unlocked for us and how we can understand the events that we're supposed to fulfill, what exactly appeared as the reality of those things. And sometimes I wonder, like, I don't understand why the whole world isn't going crazy.
Ikaw na mismo nagsabi.
Na ano?
Di ba nga, parang matatanggap ba nila? Yung iba, hindi pa nila natatanggap.
Yeah, but here's the thing. On the flip side, like this quote says, while the truth is taking its sweet time, well, I mean, I guess it's not the truth's fault, but yeah, people struggle with it. They don't want to hear it for whatever reason. It's just very slow for the truth to be revealed for what it is, I suppose.
Okay.
On the other hand, the lie, you know, is already like doing its rounds.
Aww.
You know, a few times over. And yeah, it just gave me something to think about. Like, why is that? You know, people are so quick to pick up on maybe something that is questionable or
then the truth
not verified. You know, mga false rumors that spread like wildfire, mga ganyan.
Maybe because mas interesting sa kanila yon. I don't know.
Could be. Diba? But I don't know. The testimony that is being shared right now is pretty darn interesting too, guys.
Yeah. Oo nga.
So yun lang naman. That is just what Shinchenji is saying, that there is a testimony that is coming out of this place. The church itself, you know, part of its name is Temple of the Tabernacle of the Testimony, right? We're not saying that we have a commentary. Someone here has actually seen and heard the events of Revelation. So
and
please,
all we want you people to do is to verify for yourselves.
Come and hear it. Yeah, check it. Verify. We say this in every single episode. And
we'll never get tired of saying
it. Yeah, we're not.
And please don't ever get tired of hearing it, because we will be saying it a lot.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, we have all of these resources that you can check out, BibleProyerConnection.com. We have all of these YouTube channels in different languages that they can check out as well. And if you want to write us, you can do that. bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com.
And we'll see you on the 19th episode.
And that's the truth. We'll see you then. Bye.